is that? Smoke? It smells like somebody's got a cheery little campfire going. I'm jonesing for a s'more. I wonder who it could be.
Hey there, dude.
Well, as I live and breathe, it's Nancy Pearl, infamous librarian! What are you doing? Having a weenie roast?
Nope. I'm having a good old-fashioned book burning.
What? You?
Yep. I'm starting with the story of O.
Why?
Oh, it's so dirty. Like really, really dirty. Filth.
What else?
Say goodbye to Huckleberry Finn. Too racist.
I've been meaning to read that.
I just saved you the trouble. And here goes Catcher in the Rye. Too much gosh darn profanity.
Oh, can I try?
Of course. It's fun.
I'm going to add the Walking Dead comic book series. So depressing.
Technically, those are graphic novels, not comics. But who cares? Good call.
Thanks, Nancy.
Here goes Dan Brown. Too blasphemous.
I'll see you, Dan Brown, and raise you Anne Rice.
Now you're getting into the spirit.
How about some Proust?
Marcel Proust?
Him too. Everybody feels so guilty about finishing him.
Yeah, you're understanding. Book burning is all about making people feel good about themselves. I'm torching James Joyce's Ulysses because it doesn't make a lick of sense.
Say hasta la vista to Moby Dick. Too hard.
Once you get started, it's hard to stop. How about Flowers in the Attic?
Well, that one's kind of fun.
Man who fell in love with the moon?
Oh, Pearl, slow down.
James Baldwin or Maya Angelou?
Oh, Nancy.
You're right. I don't have to choose. Throw them both on the pyre.
I'm starting to get a little uncomfortable.
Jean Genet, MFK Fisher, George Will, Margaret Atwood, Seuss, Dawkins, Greer, X, all those effing Twilight books.
No! 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 Don't burn Clifford!
Dude, wake up!
Oh, Nancy Pearl, I just had a really bad dream where you were burning books. It was most unsettling.
That's crazy. I believe in a world where no one tells you what to read.
Nancy Pearl, you're a free speech rock star. You're the Pat Benatar of the First Amendment.
Thanks, dude, but it's going to take all of us to fight censorship. Most important thing you can do is keep reading.
They can pry this book out of my cold, dead hands.
Good.
Help fight censorship in your community and join the Freedom to Read Foundation, dedicated to the legal and financial defense of intellectual freedom, especially in libraries. Find out how by visiting the American Library Association online at www.ala.org.
Now, you want me to read you back to sleep?
Oh, yes, please.
Her lover one day takes O for a walk in a section of the city where they never go, the Mount Souris Park. After they have taken a stroll in the park and have sat together side by side on the edge of a lawn, they notice at one corner of the park, at an intersection where there are never any taxis, a car, which, because of its meter, resembles a taxi. "Get in," he says.
Nancy Pearl, everybody!
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This segment appears in the episode Mayday, Mayday, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on May 1st, 2017. The live show was sound engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Brian Moynihan, and this podcast was mixed by Dave Pascal. Subscribe to the podcast of the show in iTunes and Stitcher, and find full episodes, photos, and live show information at sandboxradio.org. Support Sandbox Radio and help us keep making the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/sandboxradio for as little as $5 per month. Thanks for listening.